Slide A, I'm Kendra Payton and I'm interviewing Vicki Sears in her home. Today's date is November 5th, 2001 and the time is 6:40. Vicki, could you please state your full name, including maiden name, your date of birth, place of birth, and your occupation?
My name is Vicki Andrea Sears. I was born August 26, 1944 in Granite City, Illinois, and I am a secretary.
Okay, and Andrea is your maiden name. Okay, thank you. It's all about you. Okay, just to get us started, Vicki, could you give me some background information about yourself and your immediate family, and please include your ethnic background?
Okay, my mother was Hungarian. Both her parents were Hungarian. His father was Macedonian and his mother was Bulgarian. I think I have that right. I might have it backwards. But my parents were both born in the United States. I think my father's grandfather is the only one that was not born in the United States. He was born in Macedonia. He came here, as far as I remember, when he, of course this is what people told me, mm-hmm. when he was 18 years old. And he came by himself, not with his family. He was alone when he came. He had a brother that still lived over there. In fact, I have cousins that live over there that were my dad's first cousins.
All right. What brought your family to America?
Work,
okay.
My grandfather wanted to make a better life.
Okay. Where did he first work when he came to America?
Again, I'm not 100% sure on this, but he went to work at Commonwealth, which was General Steel Industries. Mm-hmm. He worked there. My father worked there. It was walking distance from Lincoln Place, so I'm sure that you've heard this a lot of times from different people. That was one of the steel mills was what brought people here.
Okay.
And that's why they came here, why he came here.
Okay. When did they first come to America?
I don't know.
Approximately beginning of the 19th century?
Yeah.
Any later than 1910, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
So we'll guesstimate early 1900?
Yeah.
Okay. Safe to say.
Yeah,
that?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. I think so. Yeah.
All right. And how did they come? Did they come?
He came through Ellis Island.
Through Ellis Island.
My grandfather came through Ellis Island.
Okay.
Yes. He came through Ellis Island. In fact, his last name was not Andrea.
Yeah.
His last name was Gestakov.
Can you spell that?
Gestakoff, maybe, Gestakov.
Okay. Good.
And when he came, he, of course, couldn't speak English, and when they were filling out papers, his father's first name was Andrea, and that became his last name. And so that's how we became Andrea. That has confused people for years.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't understand that we were Macedonian without an OFF on the back of our name.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know how your family funded their trip to get to America?
No, I have no idea.
Don't know. Okay.
I do not know.
Okay, that's fine. Do you know if they came in a large group or a small group?
I don't know.
Could we assume that maybe a large group coming through Ellis Island?
I would think so. That's, yeah, I would think that he did, but I honestly don't know. I know that he had a lot of friends. They used to all get together at his house, mm-hmm. and the men in the living room, the women in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they came over together or not. I just, you know, they were just always Detto's friends. You know, so I don't know.
Okay. what has kept your family here, you know, generation after generation?
Well, my grandfather came and worked at the steel mill. My father got a job there until Commonwealth closed. And I'm still here just because my parents were here.
Okay.
And I have three children that are still, actually one of them lives in St. Louis, but the other two children live in Granite City.
Have you or any members of your family ever visited your homeland?
My sister did.
Okay. How long ago has that been?
25 to 30 years ago.
Okay.
She went with my grandmother.
Hmm. What are some things that she mentioned about her trip?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember her at all. I just know that she went.
Okay.
And visited family that was there.
Do you still have a large amount of family that is?
The only people that I really know about are my father's first cousin, and it was his father's brother's children, son, and he actually came to the United States when I was a teenager, or maybe even younger than that. He came to learn English, and he was going to a school over in St. Louis that my father would drive him over there to. And then when, I guess in the mid-70s, he came back with his wife, brought her. And then his daughter has been here. He has two daughters, but one of them has been here, visited a couple of different times. And she actually now works for the Peace Corps over in Macedonia.
Oh, wow.
She's a translator.
Okay, so is this cousin?
She would be my second cousin.
Okay. Well, now we've got some family background. Let's talk about Lincoln Place and the neighborhood that we're in here. I know that there are several different ethnic groups that immigrated to this area. Can you tell me some information about the different groups that are here?
Well, when I was growing up, I lived a block over from where I live now.
Okay.
And on my street, there were Armenians, Hungarians, Macedonians, Mexicans, that may be all.
Okay.
But we played together all the time. We were always, there was a Mexican family lived down the street that we played with constantly. Played kick the can and all of the games that we kids used to play. I don't know if they still play them anymore. My kids never played the kind of game, you know, those kinds. But, and we would hide, we would, you know, in people's yards and stuff, we would play hide and seek. And we were always out. It was just the safest place to be. You didn't have to be in when it got dark because it was just safe.
Yeah.
You know, it was really very nice. It was very nice growing up down here. I really liked growing up down here. And a lot of the people that I grew up with down here are still in the area, and they're still, I still consider them my friends.
Yeah.
You know, and it was very many different ethnic people. Armenian, the most people that I was friends with were Mexicans and Armenians.
Okay. So all the different ethnic groups that are here in Lincoln Place, they've always pretty much gotten along and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Common bond they have together.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the year. They had a huge block party.
Mm-hmm.
And we blocked off Needring House,
mm-hmm.
and which was not an easy task since it's a straight through, you know, but, and we had, all of the different ethnic groups had a booth with food, and we had different kinds of music and stuff, mm-hmm. and we were all there.
Yeah.
and that's just kind of the way it's always been. We just always had a good time together.
Yeah. From what I've understood, just looking at different things about Lincoln Place, it's kind of everybody's, you know, got their different ethnic groups, but it's kind of become like a close-knit family.
Yeah.
Because these people are the only family that you have here, per se.
Yeah.
Or you've become family.
Well, it just was, yeah, and everybody watched out for everybody's children.
Yeah.
You know, my mother never had to worry about where we were, because if something was not right, a neighbor would see.
Right.
You know, this was, of course, in the years when, I'm 57 years old, 50 years ago, you could play outside, and my mother didn't work. You could play outside, and everybody knew that, you know, whose kids you were, and if you weren't supposed to be there, and everybody kind of took care of everybody else. It was just that kind of an atmosphere.
Yeah.
We didn't lock doors, you know, and it was safe. There was a mission over there, mm-hmm. that everybody went to.
Right.
All of the different ethnic groups went to the mission, and the two women that ran the mission were here last summer, and everybody met with them. That they still wanted to see them, and some of the people still communicate with them. You know, I don't know why or how it happened or anything, yeah. But it just always, you see these people, and it's just like family. It might be family that you haven't seen for a long time,
yeah.
But it's still, there's a closeness there.
That's neat. Can we talk about childhood memories of yours living in Lincoln Place?
Sure. One of the things I already talked about, playing the games
outside.
Games,
yeah.
We were always outside. I have some pictures that are one of my very nicest childhood memories.
Okay.
This was the Lincoln Place Mothers Club.
Okay.
It's obvious what they were, and they had Easter egg hunts for the kids, they had Halloween parties for the kids, they had Christmas parties for the kids. The Santa Claus in that picture is my grandpa.
Oh, neat.
So that was just something that they always did. And my grandmother and grandfather, this is my mother's parents, because
mm-hmm.
before I was talking about my father's.
Okay.
My mother's parents were Hungarian. Actually, this was my step-grandpa, but he's
okay.
the only one I really knew. He was also Hungarian. They were caretakers of the Hungarian home, which is just a block over this way. It's now the Mexican Honorary Commission Hall,
okay.
but it was the Hungarian home. And they were caretakers of that. And they cleaned it, and they would have meetings there, they would have banquets there. American Steel used to have dinners down there. They had a basement, and then they had a hall upstairs with a stage, and different things would go on there. There were weddings there, you know, just whatever, just the same thing like any kind of a hall like that. But my grandparents were caretakers, and of course, like all clubs, they had a bar,
mm-hmm.
and my grandfather tended bar, and my grandmother would do most of the cleaning. But they would get bored. But they had to be there. So I used to go over there all the time after school, and I would play cards with my grandma just so that she wouldn't be so bored. So that was kind of, I mean, I guess that's kind of a bad, but it wasn't, we never played for, you know, it was just to keep her occupied and
yeah.
stuff. My grandmother was instrumental in seeing that the Hungarians, the Mexicans got the hall from the Hungarians. I don't know the exact details of that, but I know that it was sort of like they didn't have to buy it kind of thing. I think they did something.
Donation type?
Yeah, and I'm not sure. So
yeah.
I just know that she'd helped a lot with that.
Yeah.
And the Mexicans were always very good to her after that.
Yeah.
They brought her a Christmas basket every year. Just their way of saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's another thing. Everybody always remembered who was nice to them.
Right.
And did something. Another one of my childhood memories, there used to be a bakery a couple of blocks down on Niedring House, and I don't know the man's last name. I only knew him as Chris.
Okay.
And we used to go down there and get hot bread right out of the oven, and he made little breads for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to buy extra bread when we went to buy it, because a loaf was always gone by the time we got home. It was so good.
Now you're talking about bakeries, and this brings up thoughts in my head. We did a walking tour not too long ago as a class, and different things were pointed out in the neighborhood, what this used to be, what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
How much has changed over the years?
A lot.
Yeah.
There used to be more taverns. There were taverns on... I know there was at least one other tavern. There might have been two other taverns. There was a filling station down there. Russians owned the filling station. That's an ethnic group I didn't mention. They owned the filling station, and that was where everybody, you know, that was where we all went. I think the corner of the lot is still there, empty. I don't think there's a building there. The bakery is gone. That building is gone, as far as I can remember. But basically, most of the buildings are still here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a building that was Louis Market down here.
Mm-hmm.
Best meats in town. People used to come from other cities to get the meat there. Barton's Market was there. The little markets were, the little mom and pop stores.
Right.
And there was a confectionery that it was Duke's Confectionery, and it was, the building is still there, but it's not, I think one of the taverns uses it as storage now. They bought it and use it for storage. Sammy's Tavern has been there forever and ever. It used to be, actually, I believe that was the tavern that was owned by my grandparents for a while.
Mm.
And now, the people that own it now are Armenian. There's a tavern across the street that I honestly don't know who owns it now, but it used to be owned by Armenians.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ernie and Annie's is, I think there's a Mexican, I think that's owned by Mexicans.
Is it the Valencias?
Yeah.
Okay. They have good tacos.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, when we were given the tour, some of the things were mentioned about the different taverns, you know, the grocery stores that you just mentioned.
And there was another grocery store, Mitzvah's, that's gone.
Yeah.
Mitzvah's was a good grocery store. That was where we went all the time.
Okay.
So it was on my block.
Yeah.
So that's where we went.
Now, the boundaries of Lincoln Place, are there any existing boundaries, you know?
Yes, and I'm sure you've heard this already, that we are Lincoln Place. We are not West Granite. You know, you said... Was there any, did everybody get along? Lincoln Place people got along fine. We didn't want to be called West Granite people.
Yeah.
And the border, it's kind of now kind of iffy. It was American Steel.
Okay.
But then it kind of went a little bit, like definitely no further than West 20th Street, which is down down that way, which is the end of American Steel that way. All of that is West Granite. There were that last block between a block away from here, which is St. Louis Avenue, mm-hmm. and 20th Street, that's kind of a gray area.
Okay.
That's where the Hungarian home is.
Okay.
You know, but it's kind of like this whole section here is Lincoln Place.
Okay, and how far down? What would that be, south of where we're sitting?
Yeah. I think it only goes a block.
A block, okay.
Yeah.
So basically,
it's very small. It's from the railroad tracks to
Route 3.
To the Army Depot.
Yeah.
Because the Route 3 didn't used to be there.
Right.
And that street used to be called Pacific. Niedring House used to be called Pacific.
And Pacific only to the railroad tracks?
Yes.
And can you give me some history behind that?
Well, I heard this just when this group first got together, when they were telling us about your
project.
Class doing this, yeah. So I honestly
don't know a whole lot.
I don't know that that's true or not.
Okay.
I have no reason to doubt the person that said it, but the person that said it said that when the basketball team that was Granite City State Champions won the basketball team, the mayor said, okay, we're going to make this Niedring House all the way down, because a lot of the basketball team was from Lincoln Place. Because we were always the other side of the tracks.
Right. And how did that, effect is a bad word to use, but how did that?
That was before my time.
Okay.
So I really don't know.
Okay.
I just know that, it was Pacific Avenue,
mm-hmm.
because my father, every once in a while, would call it Pacific.
Okay.
And when I was a kid growing up, I didn't know what he was talking about, but as I got older, when he said Pacific, I translated that to Niedring House.
Okay.
I have another really great memory
go ahead.
To tell you.
Share.
Sims Confectionery.
Okay.
It's now a hair salon.
Is it the Planet Granite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Armenians owned it. His name was Harry, and her name was Osni, which we always thought was funny because they were Osni and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all, you know, it was like when Osni and Harriet came on TV, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, they were already here in Granite before.
Right, but Osni was the woman, and Harry was the man, and they had... We went there for ice cream and for penny candy and all of that, and it was just a great, great fun place. And my name is Victoria, not Vicky.
Okay.
And Osni always called me Victo. She'd go, "Oh, Victo!" And it was every time I walked in, she would say that. And they were just the nicest people, and you just loved going there. And they had a son and a daughter, but their son kept that confectionery open for years after they died. And it was, the guys went there to play cards, and they played pool, and that was, anytime anybody came into town, that's where they met.
Yeah. Cool. One thing, I was just looking in the newspaper today, and I saw a advertisement for like a little tea house. Room down here?
That's like new within the last year.
Okay.
And I really don't know much about it.
Do you know what it used to be previously?
It used to be a family lived there.
Okay.
As far as I know, that's the only thing I can remember. I remember a family that lived there.
Now, is it called Garden Gate?
Garden Gate Tea Room, I think is what it's called now. And that's maybe just within the last year.
Yeah. And it was advertised in the St. Louis newspaper.
Oh.
So I didn't know if a whole lot of business was drawn out of St. Louis.
I don't know.
Don't know.
I have never been there.
Oh, okay.
So I really don't know too much about it, just that it's been open and that they haven't done any that I haven't seen any advertising. So I'm glad you said that, because I was thinking they've got to do something to get people there.
Right.
You know, because it looks kind of...
It's cutesy looking.
Yeah. So
very inviting looking.
I kind of like to go there.
Yeah.
So what else can I tell you? Well, I moved back here. I told you that I moved away.
Uh-huh.
I moved away. I was in the seventh or eighth grade. I think the eighth grade, because I was going to Coolidge. And then I moved back here in 1970. My grandmother, my mother's mother, lived in the house next door. And she was getting up in years, but she was a very proud woman. She didn't want to admit that she needed somebody to mm-hmm. take care of her. And this was an empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually, used to be my grandmother and grandfather gardened this whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just gotten a divorce. I lived in a mobile home, and I moved my mobile home down here. I bought this lot from my grandma, because she owned it. I bought this lot from my grandma and moved in. Helped me out, because it gave me a place, but it was the main reason that I moved down here was to take care of my grandma without her knowing that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked pretty well.
Yeah.
It worked pretty well. I moved here in 1970, and grandma lived another 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So it was a good thing.
Yeah. Beneficial for both of you.
It was, yeah.
Good.
And then what I was getting to was, my kids then grew up here.
Okay.
So they have, they have a lot of memories. And, they went to the clubhouse for things. We've had things at the clubhouse. They have, I think my oldest daughter, her best friend used to live across the alley, and her parents still do. And they kind of got away from each other for a while, but now they're back, best friends again, doing things together. My oldest daughter, her second husband is the little boy that she was her boyfriend when she was in grade school, lived across the alley a block over.
Neat.
So, it's just all kind of still here, still together. The church across the street
mm-hmm.
used to be, and then this was before my time,
mm-hmm.
it was the first Orthodox church in the area. I think it's probably, I know somebody else could tell you that it is more significant than the first Orthodox church in the area, but it was named St. Cyril and Methodi Orthodox Church. And
how do you spell that?
I can give you, let me see if I've got a bulletin with it, because that's the church I go to now.
Okay.
But it's different. I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
It's Saints, STS is the abbreviation. Cyril is CYRIL. And Methodi, Methodi.
Okay.
And St. Cyril and Methodius were brothers who took the alphabet to the Slavic nations. They created the Cyrillic alphabet so that they could teach the people in the Slavic nations the Bible.
Cool.
So that was what this church was named after. My parents were married at this church.
Oh, how neat.
And then they moved the church, and I don't really know why. They moved it to a church in Madison,
mm-hmm.
Holy Trinity. And then a group moved from there to we have a new St. Cyril and Methodi church out on Maryville Road.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the first church. It was built by the people around here. It was an Orthodox church. And then it was empty for a time. I believe for a time there were a Pentecostal group had it, and then again it was empty. And when we were growing up, and I don't know where this came from, some kid started it and it got, you know how those stories go down. It was haunted.
Oh, okay.
I never saw anything that was haunted, but to be one of the in kids, and that of course nobody owned it anymore, it was kind of like just in limbo, and the grass would get really high and stuff, and to be really with it, you had to cut through the churchyard. Wow. You know, it was like one of those things, and then it got, windows were broken out, and it was really very, very sad. And then the Armenians bought it, and they had it for years and years. And then they built their new church out on Pontoon Road, and now a group has it that's a non-denominational group.
So the building is in use right now?
It is in use right now. So it's there were some years that it wasn't in use, but it's been used as a church for a long, long time.
Yeah. Now, how many churches are within the boundaries of Lincoln Place?
Two.
What is the other one?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm really not sure. I want to say Baptist, but I'm not sure. It's on the corner of Niedring House.
When you first come in.
Uh-huh.
I noticed the building, but I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Baptist seems.
Yeah, and right. I'm not sure for sure if that's it. The clubhouse down the street.
And that is, are you saying clubhouse, what I know is community center?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to get that straight.
Yeah, community center. It's always been the clubhouse.
Clubhouse, yeah.
It's always been the clubhouse. That was that was where the Lincoln Place Mothers Club held their meetings.
Yeah.
And we just always went there, and there were rooms, and we did, you know, some of them we had like daycare kind of things
uh-huh.
were there, and some of them we had, you know, well, there's a gym down there, and there used to be a little swimming pool, very like a wading pool kind of thing, and we used to be able to go down there. That's just always been, I guess maybe, I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago, Stan Fornicheski's band that plays at the park mm-hmm. every summer, he used to go to the different parks in Granite. Now he only plays at Wilson Park, but he used to, in the summer, he would have free concerts and he would go to the different parks, and they used to come down here and play. And so it was always kind of neat. People would walk down there and get to hear the music and stuff, and that was always nice.
Now, I know that there's an important teacher from the area, Mrs. Prather. Did any of your family members study under her?
My father.
Your father?
Yes, my father.
Okay. And is there anything you can tell me about?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I know of some, I've been told that there was a sewing club. Is that anything that anybody's ever talked about in your family?
My grandmother, my mom's mother, used to do quilting.
Okay.
But I don't know. No.
Okay. Growing up in Lincoln Place, where did you have to go to school at?
We went to Washington School, which is over on West 20th Street.
Okay.
My father went to Washington School. I went to Washington School, and my children went to Washington School.
So three generations.
Yes.
All in one school building. Is the school building still running?
It's gone.
Gone.
They tore
the
building down.
Okay. And then I heard you mention Coolidge.
Coolidge
when
Junior High School.
Moved away.
Yeah.
Okay. And did any of your children go to Coolidge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And my grandson is going there now.
That's so neat.
My grandson didn't go to Washington School because it was torn down.
Right.
But when they closed Washington School, my kids went to Prather School,
yeah.
which is in West Granite, and that's where my grandson went to grade school, and now he's in Coolidge Middle School. It used to be junior high.
Now, Coolidge is the one that's connected to Granite City High School, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I assume that you went to Granite City High School in the building that is existing there?
Yeah.
Is that where your father went, or?
My father went to high school there, but he did not graduate.
Okay.
He went to work, I believe, because of the war.
Okay. Now, was your father?
My father
in
was,
the war?
No.
No.
He was a pattern maker at the steel mills, and they made tanks.
Okay.
So he was actually a big part of the war, but
a benefit to
once
he served.
Yeah.
Let's see.
My father's mother was, I believe, the first president of the Macedonian Bulgarian Ladies Aid Society.
Okay.
And that organization, I think, just ceased to exist a year ago. Mrs. Kirchhoff was the last president. And she's been president of it since, gosh, for years and years and years. But they just, the people that were in it had gotten so, you know, they'd aged.
Yeah.
And it was just too much for them to do anymore. And they donated the money to, well, they gave some to the Holy Trinity Bulgarian Church in Madison, and St. Cyril Methodi, our church, the church I belong to, which is out on Maryville Road, because its members belong to both of those churches.
Mm-hmm.
They gave some, I don't remember what all they gave, but they gave the money to a lot of different charities in the area, because they had a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they just kind of, that was another, you know, let's stay together kind of family kind of thing. And that organization, I know, has been, well, I'm 57 years old, and it's been around since before my time.
Okay.
So it was around for over 50 years.
Okay. Now, this is a question that you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but what do you consider the American dream? And this is a big question. It could be answered any way.
To be able to provide a comfortable home for your family.
Okay. And do you think all the generations of your family that have been in America, do you think they've achieved that American dream?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds like it. Sounds like everybody's had a good life here. Alright. Growing up in Lincoln Place, is it something that was very memorable, something that you enjoyed?
I loved growing up in Lincoln Place. I never really wanted to move, but it was, my father thought it was the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. I obviously liked it so much I came back.
Yeah.
I had said that I came back from my grandma, but if I didn't want to live down here, I would not have come back. I moved back here in 1970, and so I've been here for over 30 years again, and
so you've spent the majority of your life.
I have spent the majority of my life in Lincoln Place. From the seventh grade until, I graduated in 1962. So take
six years
off of that.
Yeah.
The house I grew up in on Olive Street is gone, which is probably a good thing because the last people that lived there didn't take care of it, and it used to sadden me to see it. So I was actually glad to see it gone because it was better. It's better to see the empty lot than to see that.
Yeah.
My father's parents lived on Olive Street. That house is still there. My one daughter actually lived in the house for a while. It was still belonged to part of it. My cousin owned it after my grandmother died. My cousin bought it and had it for a while. And my daughter rented it from him. This block here has changed in the fact that a lot of the people have died.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are still here.
Mm-hmm.
There's the people that live across the street have lived here since I was a little girl, since I lived down here the first time.
Okay.
The husband just died within the last year. A couple of houses down the street, a lady lived there, and I don't know if I ever knew her husband. I can't remember ever knowing her husband. But she and my grandmother, who lived next door, were very good friends, and we lived a block away, and we used to cut through Mrs. St. Ivany's yard to come to my grandmother's house. She just died in the last year. She was 90-something. A lot of the people, quite a few of the people are gone, but a lot of them, their families are still here. Their children, yeah, who either bought houses right away or have come back. There's a couple of boys down the street. I say boys because they're men, they're young men now.
Yeah.
They're probably, I don't even know, I guess they're in their 30s. They have their parents' house. Their parents took care of an elderly man who gave them his house when he died, and their parents moved to that house, and so they kept their parents' house, and now their parents are gone, and so one boy has one house and one has the other house. So they're still here, and a lot of that is still here, and I still feel very safe here.
Yeah.
I have never had any trouble here. I've never had anything stolen. I've never had my house broken into. Never had any problems here.
So some common misconceptions about the neighborhood are probably false.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, good friends of mine who lived over on Olive Street moved to a better neighborhood. And within a year after they had moved, their house had been broken into twice. And I laugh at them all the time and I say, "Oh, how does it feel to live in safe, you know?"
Yeah.
So, there's a few houses that you wish something would happen, but that's in any neighborhood.
Yeah.
I still feel very safe here.
Yeah. And that's important.
I'm here by myself.
Right. You got Will.
I have Will.
Yeah.
Yes. But I still feel very safe here.
Good. Now you spoke of your children earlier. You have three children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you give me some information about the kids, where they are now and what they're doing in life?
My oldest daughter lives in West Granite. She is a teacher's aide for a special school district in St. Louis. She has two children. My son is 33 years old, and he just a year ago bought a house in St. Louis he works for A.G. Edwards with information technologies. My youngest daughter, who just bought a house in Granite City, works in the same area as my son at A.G. Edwards.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said, talking off tape, that your children still come and visit you on a weekly basis and are still in the neighborhood.
My daughter with the kids is here probably more frequently than the others. My son is here once a week. He's a very good son. He comes and cuts my grass every week. Even though I tell him I don't need it, that I can cut it myself, he won't let me. So he's here at least once a week. My other daughter doesn't come here all that much, but I see her. We go to the same church. I see her there. Mm-hmm. So they're still, we're very close family. Very close family.
Good. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our interview here that we might have missed? I know we've covered a lot of information.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I'm sure I will when you're gone.
Yeah, that always happens.
I should have told her this.
Yes.
But I have your phone number, and if
you
I think
do.
Of something, I'll call you.
That's absolutely true. I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your
schedule.
Oh,
that's okay. That's okay.
Appreciate a lot, and I'm sure this will benefit everybody who comes to
SIU. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
I think this is a very nice thing.
Yeah.
It's being done.
And a lot of history will be brought up through these tapes
yeah.
that could have laid